Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. Happy Monday to you. So Jim Talon must think the word clairvoyant or something, because we reached out to him to be on today specifically to talk about Iran. And this was before the helicopter accident, which took the lives of many, including Iran's president. So a lot to talk about today. Hello, Jim. Thanks for being on.
Good to be on. Yes, I think events have overtaken us a bit.
Yeah. Shocking news. Walk us through the whole thing, all the different permutations of it.
Well, I mean, the key thing is that Ibrahim Raisi, the butcher of Tehran, has gone to his reward. As my old German grandmother might have said, she'd have said it in German. She might have said, the devil has a companion, a new companion. So this opens up a power vacuum and a period of instability in the Iranian regime. So the vice president is going to take over, but only on an interim basis. There'll be incredible jockeying, because a lot of people, most people thought Raisi was the likely successor to Khomeini, the supreme leader, who's the real power on issues that, you know, matter to us. And now that he's gone, there's going to be jockeying to become the new president, the new successor, the whole thing. And they're supposed to, after they pick a new candidate and stage manage it properly, they're supposed to have an election. The result will be foreordained, but elections are a time when dissent breaks out in Iran. Mm-hmm. And so they have to control that. There's a lot they have to juggle in the next couple of months. So it would be an opportunity for us to weaken the regime if we were, you know, prepared to exploit it.
Jim, is there much of a chance of the people of Iran having an effect? That it's always been my understanding that the citizens of Iran were much more Western leaning than their leaders. Is there a chance of that?
Yeah, you're correct. And there probably isn't a government that's more thoroughly hated by a knowledgeable set of its own people than the Islamic Republic and the regime. I mean, they pretty much alienated all classes by their incompetence, their corruption, the extreme Sharia law, which they enforce ruthlessly, while many of them, you know, not following it themselves, which is classic. So, yeah, there's a lot of dissent. You know, it's not, unfortunately, you know, we don't give it enough visibility, but you can find it on the internet. A lot of women, you know, before the Islamic Republic, it was one of the more liberal states in the region in terms of how women were treated, and a lot of them are really upset and angry, and I don't blame them. So yeah, this is an opportunity, but we have to be prepared to exploit it. And there are a lot of things we could do, but I mean so far the Biden administration hasn't even, or the president himself hasn't even put out a statement on Raisi's death, so they're trying to figure it out, I guess.
So the ICC, I was quite surprised by this, has come out today and said that they're going to be issuing warrants for the arrest of three Hamas leaders at the same time, which can only, I think, be construed fairly as some sort of equality or conflation, along with Benjamin Netanyahu and his prime minister. Your thoughts?
Well, as I understand it, and I'm not absolutely certain of this, I'm not an expert on the ICC, but I think the prosecutor has recommended that the warrants issue. I don't think the court's necessarily decided to issue it yet. I mean, there's an obvious huge difference. The Israelis are fighting a war in self-defense because they were attacked, and they are, in fact, trying to do everything they can, both because that's the way they do things, and also to protect their international reputations. They're trying to do everything they can to avoid war crimes. It's Hamas who's responsible for all of it. You know, Dave, deliberately situating military installations or troops among civilians in order to use the civilians as a shield is a war crime. Everything that's happening to Gaza is because Hamas is more than willing to use the civilians they're supposed to be governing in order to succeed in their, you know, in their strategic aims. They loot the people, they oppress them, and they're responsible for the death of all these civilians and the destruction that's gone on in Gaza. So, I mean, if the ICC does that, it just shows why the United States was right never to agree to the jurisdiction of that body over our own armed forces.
And Jim, turning to politics, I know you're a supporter of former President Trump. As you know, I am not. And we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. Help me to feel better. I won't be voting for the man, but if he's elected, he'll be my president. Help me to feel better that in your estimation, which quite frankly, not kissing your butt, but you know more about it than I do. You've been in the Senate, that it won't be a repeat. It won't be January 6th. It won't be retribution, but business as usual, maybe even better than we've had under the Biden administration.
Well, I have to tell you, Dave, I hope it's a repeat in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, we had prosperity, real wages going up. We didn't start any wars and actually managed to finish several of them. We were rebuilding our defenses. We were producing energy. All those things are very good. Now, I'm not going to say that Donald Trump is temperamentally, you know, suited to living under the, you know, the protocols and informal understandings of constitutional government. But I don't know that anybody in Washington is today. And he had 4 years in office, and I didn't see anything approaching the kind of abuse of, you know, of the law that we're seeing in New York right now. I don't know if you've been reading about that. I'm trying to catch up on it because I get asked about it, but it's an utter kangaroo court, and we didn't see anything like that under Trump. So, I think, you know, Trump is not the kind of guy to carry a pocket-sized version of the Constitution around him, but a lot of the people that do that don't seem to hesitate to violate it. So, you know, it's a pretty clear choice for me. But I got to say, Dave, I mean, every voter has to decide what equities and what interests are important to him or her and cast a thoughtful vote based on that. And I respect people like you. I understand the level of discomfort. I just feel like if I can get a president who's going to help the people in this country who are hurting, you know, I'm going to do that. And I have a lot of faith in the constitutional system and the norms. I think we're going to stagger on no matter who gets elected, but I like to see somebody who does a good job.
A lot of knowledge in a short amount of time. That's why we call Jim Talent, former senator. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
You are very kind, and thank you.
Skip is out this week. On Mondays, we do the Sweet 16. Skip is skipping it up, man. Whatever Skip does, whatever the hell Skip's doing. So he'll be back in next week. We're going to go ahead and do the Sweet 16 without him. I like this one. I'm not sure we've done it. If we have, it was a long time ago. The Sweet 16 of workplace television shows. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be a comedy, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
You want to start it off?
I will start it off. I will say 30 Rock.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
I think that fits, right?
Would you consider that a cult show? Or was it a huge hit and I just didn't watch
Pretty
it?
Pretty big hit.
It was a decent...
Like after the fact.
Yeah, but that's kind of like the definition of a cult show, right? Almost, is that it becomes a big hit and gets a big following, but not necessarily in its time. Like maybe unappreciated when it was on. But I mean, it did 7 seasons, so it had to get some kind of ratings.
Yeah. Rach?
Well, I'll say The Office, just to have it as a first round pick.
I mean, The Office is still pretty good. Like, I'll catch episodes sometimes, and I want to hate on it just because it's like, I'm ready to. But especially like the first, you know, 5-6 seasons, like it's still a good show.
For some reason, I have such nostalgia for many things from my childhood and younger years, and then have such an off-putting response to others. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I loved The Office. It was appointment television. And now there's just something about the pace of it and the look of it. It just annoys me.
And people ruin it. I mean, we can say people ruin it by being... I mean, it's not hipster to say people ruined it by getting too into it. And everything became, there was a period of like a couple of years around, what do you think that was, Rach? Like 2015, 2016, where everything was just all Office. Mm-hmm. And people were like defining their personalities off of The Office. And it's like, all right, everybody just slow down a little.
A lot of mine are older shows, no surprise. But I will go with the first workplace show I remember watching and kind of understanding a little bit, although as a little kid, was the Mary Tyler Moore. Do you guys even remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ted Knight, Lou Grant. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Back to you.
How about Mad Men?
Oh.
That's a good one.
Jeez, that's great. I didn't have that one.
I figure that mostly takes place in the office.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the definition.
Cheers.
Another good one. This is not going to take very long. Scrubs.
Scrubs is great.
I had that one, too. Love Scrubs.
Really strong show. And Scrubs always made me mad because they would hit you out of nowhere with the, like, very, very emotional,
crazy. Yeah.
Sad episodes. And you're like, ah, oh, come on. I'm ready for this.
Back to you.
Back to me. I will say Reno 911.
Never saw an episode.
Oh, man. We don't have to put it on the list if you don't want to.
No, that's okay. As long as Rach has.
I've seen it.
It's spectacular. It's so much fun. It's so goofy. It's aged surprisingly very well to where I think it's maybe even a better show now than when it was on. It's just very silly. You know what I mean? It's partially improv, partially. It's great. I highly recommend you check it out.
A little bit Christopher Guest movies kind of thing.
Not so much. It's much cruder humor than that. It's not a highbrow type of show, but it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Ooh. I mean, it happens at a bar, but that's where they work. Yeah.
They work there.
You can put this against Scrubs if you want. I'll go ER. Even though it was a medical show.
That's such a good one.
It all happened, you know, all like the relationships between each other.
Yes.
Great show.
Good show.
I will go with Succession.
Oh, really? How did I not think of that one?
Well, because it doesn't scream workplace at first, but then when you think, that's like the whole point of it. It's all their career, it's all the office, it's all where they're working and what they're doing at work.
Has anyone seen Abbott Elementary?
Yes. And it rocks.
No, but I'm aware of it.
Really good, Dave.
I've only gotten to see like a couple episodes, but it's like next on the list of things that I will one day watch. Like
I had a big crush on one of the main people on that. Like someone my age.
The tall guy.
The redheaded lady.
Maybe.
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 The tall guy's very handsome, I'm just saying.
I'll go Taxi.
Ooh. Love it.
Taxi.
Lots of old school.
Yeah.
And I'm Tap City. It's down to you guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm also tapped.
Run the table.
How about Party Down?
Don't know it.
We'll put it up against Mary Tyler Moore.
I mean, I had a bunch of movies. I thought this was also movies, so I did write down like a whole bunch of movies.
Skip's not here. What do we care?
Yeah, we don't
care. That's true. I had Monsters, Inc.
Put it down.
I really love. There's Monsters at Work, which is the TV show version, but I mean,
yeah,
Monsters
let's not Inc. get that far on the goofy meter.
Yeah, we don't need to do all that. Office Space, obviously, is one that jumps out. Horrible Bosses.
I remember that one. Kevin Spacey,
that one,
right?
With, Kevin Spacey's in it.
He is a horrible boss, from what I hear.
He is an actual horrible boss person. One that I think you would really like this one if you haven't seen it, Dave. It's called Compliance. Have you seen this?
No.
It is a true story. It's a horrifying movie to watch. It is a true story of a guy who called this fast food place and essentially like manipulated the employee. He convinced them that he was like, I think the police or like a federal agent or something.
Oh, I saw the Dateline on this.
Did you see the it's 100% true story. And like he just convinced them to do all these degrading things to themselves and to each other and all this horrible stuff.
You'd love it, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't mean that like you would get a kick
out
of
watching
it.
Really relate to this.
I just mean I think that you would be like because you watch it and you're like I can't believe that it's it'd be a horrible story if it was fake, but it's 100% real. I mean, it's really incredible.
I really think I don't know if anyone else is as sensitive or fragile as me, but I end up watching Cardinal Baseball. And then I'll watch things over and over again I've seen before that are safe, like Ancient Aliens, mm-hmm. because my life is so full and dense and a bit triggering.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all, with COVID and politics and, you know, identity politics, we've all just been through the stuff. I don't really enjoy watching thrillers of any kind.
I understand that.
Yeah, I like it. Simple and cozy.
I feel that way about action movies. Like, just, we can just skip it.
Also, my new TikTok weird thing over the weekend, humans fighting animals where the humans start the fight. A lot of kangaroo fights.
I don't like that the humans are starting the fight.
I don't either. I don't ask for these things.
It's really irresponsible.
I don't even know how to search for anything. I've never asked for anything in my life, which is what's disturbing, is they're like, oh, this guy likes big boobs. I bet he's going to like people fighting squirrels in the park. Okay, can we get the Sweet 16 done? It's best workplace shows or movies. 30 Rock versus Abbott Elementary.
30 Rock.
Easy. 30. Office versus Succession.
Ooh.
I'm going Succession.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Tyler Moore versus Party Down. MTM.
MTM.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Men versus Taxi.
Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Man, we're efficient, the three of us. Look mm-hmm. at this.
It skips a problem, clearly.
Wheeler.
Cheers versus Monsters, Inc.
Cheers.
Monsters, Inc.
Ah, I got to go Cheers, but it's real close. Oh. Scrubs versus ER.
Oh, man, this is difficult.
Scrubs.
ER.
ER. Sorry, Scrubs. Oh, gosh.
Reno 911 versus Office Space.
Office Space.
Office Space.
Always Sunny versus Horrible Bosses.
Sunny.
Sunny. They both have Charlie Day in them.
Yeah, two Charlies.
Lead 8, 30 Rock versus Succession.
30.
Succession. Mary Tyler Moore versus Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Mm.
Mad Men.
Okay.
Cheers versus ER.
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 Office Space versus Always Sunny.
Ooh.
Sunny.
I got to go Office Space because it's just the I Ching.
I'll say Sunny.
There's your final four. 30 Rock versus Mad Men.
30.
Oh my gosh, 30.
ER versus Always Sunny.
Sunny.
ER.
ER. Championship. Ooh. Best workplace show, 30 Rock versus ER.
30.
30.
You guys were all in on 30.
I love that show,
probably,
man.
Probably my favorite show.
Yeah.
Well, had I known that, I wouldn't have even played the game, Rachel.
Sorry.